This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
When I was about 8 years old in my neighborhood, I would get all the little girls down the street, and there were a bunch of tree stumps down the street, and I'd line them up, and they would sing, and I would preach and direct the choir. And I'm like, that's what I do now as an adult.
That's Joey Gore, the director of the Wilmington Celebration Choir. He's playing the piano as well, a song called When We All Get to Heaven. Joey Gore is the founder and director of the Wilmington Celebration Choir. The group performs tomorrow night, Saturday, at 7 o'clock at Winter Park Presbyterian Church. Joey was born in Wilmington, and he was born with inspirational music in his bones.
I can remember as a kid, my parents would take me to Brogdon Hall over at New Hanover High School. That was the main place we had to go for events, and it holds about 3,000 or 4,000. And every 3-4 months, they would bring in some of the groups of the day, like the Happy Goodman Family, the Cathedrals, those different groups way back then. And they'd fill it up, 3,000 or 4,000 people, and we would sit there till 2 a.m. I remember many nights falling asleep up in the bleachers there, because those were called the all-night gospel sings back then. But now it's different. People want to come in about 1.5 hours, and they're ready to go.
Over the years, Joey has been deeply involved in music, and he's witnessed changes along the way. A singer, music director, and pianist, he's been very adaptable to changing times. But he does try to keep a handful of the old mixed in with the new.
Southern gospel music especially is over 100 years old now. Started down in Alabama and Tennessee, and they created male quartets. And back in those days, females didn't get to sing. And then a few females ended up being good alto singers and got in some of those groups, and it became mixed groups. And then now there's trios, solos. It's all kinds. And the genre of it has grown from almost over to the bluegrass side over to more of a contemporary gospel side, like the Newsboys, that kind of thing. And so there's a large spectrum of it, but it's changed a whole lot. Now we might still do some of those same old songs, but in a new way. You know, recording has changed, how we produce everything, the programs, concerts. It's all just grown so much. And technology, especially how we even do it now, is completely changed, probably even faster in the last 5 years. A lot of kids that are 20 years old or 25 even and under, they don't know what Southern gospel music is, or they don't know what traditional black gospel music is, or a choral anthem. They're not sure what it is. They just know what a lot of the new modern stuff is. Now, with what I do with my choir, we try to do a little bit of all of that to help broaden the spectrum for people.
The Wilmington Celebration Choir will have 50 to 60 voices tomorrow night at Winter Park Presbyterian Church. I asked Joey what we can expect at the concert.
They've never maybe had this kind of a group before, but a lady in their church gave them one of our CDs, and they said, yeah, we want you to come. So we're going to do a mix. We're going to do a little mix of Southern gospel, some worship music, some black gospel, some anthems that people enjoy. So whether you're old or whether you're young, you'll enjoy. The big thing that we get from a lot of other artists that we work for, because we do a lot of backup stuff as well with artists, is they enjoy the energy that's in the group.
That was Joey Gore, the director of the Wilmington Celebration Choir, a traveling gospel choir performing tomorrow night at Winter Park Presbyterian Church. The concert begins at 7 o'clock. Find details at whqr.org.